in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. They've rejected me. Now I want to show you something. Go with me. We'll come back to First Kings, but go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel. And we'll start at verse 4. It says, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt unto this day, wherein they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king." Now here is the manner of king that the Israelites were asking for. Number one, he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands, captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, your vineyards, your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. Sounds like socialism to me, but anyway. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and he shall be his servants. And he shall cry out in that day because your king, which ye shall have chosen you, the Lord will not hear you that day. So let me just bring it into a nutshell here. The king that they wanted after the flesh, God said the first target he's going to target is your children. Folk don't understand. They don't understand right now. Time to awaken. What's going on? The first thing they're going to target are the children, the young people. That's just what they did. Saul. Now understand something about Saul and David. Because see, while Saul was reigning, there was yet one anointed and appointed to be king. Let me see if I can find some amens. Ain't nothing back here. Any amens out there? I said, while Saul was king, there was one already anointed. Anointed by God. You see, Saul's ceremony was with a flask, man-made, conducted by man. A flask is man-made, plastic or something, whatever they made it out of. He was anointed like that. But see, when David was anointed, he was anointed with a ram's horn. In other words, it cost a life. It was a sacrifice. So he was truly anointed. And see, simultaneously while Saul, and you know the story of Saul, while Saul was backsliding, David was growing in anointing. When they had to face a giant, Saul was shaking in his boots at the back of the army in his tent. But when David showed up, the real anointing showed up. And guess what? The nation was spared. Do I sound prophetic this morning? Well, I hear a prophetic sound here. I just wanted to kind of throw that in there. Saul was anointed because the people wanted him. And God said, give them what they want. And let them suffer while I see. Mm-hmm. And then David was anointed. And the anointing came on him and left Saul. Saul went crazy. Go back to 1 Kings. Chapter 1. And let's look at verse number 5. While they were doing all this fleshly stuff, you know, let me say, while the church has been playing around culturally, you know, prejudiced and biased and, you know, separated and, you know, criticizing and throwing stones and, you know, all this stuff. While all that has been going on, Adonijah, verse 5 says, then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. Now, Adonijah was older than Solomon. He's just younger than Absalom. And when David was ill on his deathbed, Adonijah took it upon himself to exalt himself. And it says that David never displeased him. In other words, David didn't really ever correct him or set boundaries for him or instruct him in any area or challenge him on anything. So, when you put children or something above God, that thing will come back and bite you. It will. It'll come back and cause you to stumble. Here at his deathbed, Adonijah is exalting himself. This is flesh. Simply because he's older than Solomon. But listen, he already knows that Solomon is appointed to be king. Amen. All of them knew that Solomon was appointed. But yet he exalted himself. Because he's never been corrected. Never been. David loved him. He was a goodly man. But you see, ambition knows no father. Everybody ought to write that down somewhere. Ambition. People that are ambitious, they don't care. Nobody's speaking into their life. They don't care about boundaries. They don't care if that was yours. It's mine now. Hook or crook. No boundaries. So ambition knows no father. Let's look at verse number 8. Number 7. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and Abiathar, the priest, and they, following Adonijah, helped him. These were those high up in David's government. Joab was his right-hand man. Abiathar was the high priest. Abiathar carried the ark. And then there's one other person we want to take a look at in this particular, and I won't go through the whole chapter. Well, you read it yourself. It's fascinating Bible truth. But there's another one by the name of Shimei. I want you to get these four names in your mind. Adonijah, Joab, Abiathar, and Shimei. Adonijah, Joab, Abiathar, and Shimei. You can read them all in chapter 1 and chapter 2. You find their names. Okay? Now, the way to keep children humbled is to keep them accountable. We don't have to put our thumb on them and put our foot on them and, you know, hold them down and bind them. No, just keep them accountable. Give them the liberty to move and become what they are to become, but keep them accountable to things. Don't tell them what they're not all the time. Don't talk about them. Come on, stop speaking negativity and putting that thing on them. Now give them the liberty, just keep them accountable. Make them to grow up to be men and women of their word. Have values and virtue. Amen. And God will produce what he wants in them. So, verse number 8. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by En-Rogel, and called all his brethren the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah, and the mighty men and Solomon his brother he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah the son of Haggith doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Pause there for a moment. I want you to take a look at the attitude of Solomon. Solomon knows what's going on. He's heard. But Solomon is kind of chill. He knows he's going to be the next king. But he's heard what's going on. But yet he doesn't go up in arms. His name, Solomon's name, means peaceable. Peaceable. In other words, he's a man of peace. In other words, let me say it this way. He trusts God. Yes, except God build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. Except the Lord do it. And see, the Lord does stuff. He builds stuff to last. So it may take a little while. And that's where you're being fashioned and shaped. I often tell the story of back in Chicago, seeing back in when the Sears Tower was under construction. Before it was under construction, they spent about 2 years. To my understanding, they spent about 2 years underground, just laying girders and all the foundation underground. After 2 years, they started building above ground. And now they could build what was then the tallest building in the world. But they had to go underground first. See, sometimes things take a little longer in your life because God is doing something that's going to be long term. He's doing some stuff. He's getting some stuff from your childhood, out of your subconscious, out of your mind, that spirit of lack and timidity and fear. God's got to deal with all that stuff. So it's taking him a little longer to deal with that. But tell somebody, let him deal with it. We're in a microwave society. Yeah, you want it now, here, fast, in a hurry. But God is still God. God was here before the technology. God will be here after the technology. He's in the technology, but he's still God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.